下面今天正道的经文是在彼得前书一章二十二节到二章三节。彼得前书一章二十二到二章三节，你们既因顺从真理洁净了自己的心灵，以致能真诚的爱弟兄，就应当从清洁的心里彼此切实相爱。你们得了重生，并不是由于能坏的种子，却是由于不能朽坏的，就是记着神永活长存的道。因为所有的人尽都如草，他们的荣美都像草上的花，草必枯干，花必凋谢，唯有主的道永远长存。所传给你们的福音就是这道，所以要除去一切恶毒、一切诡诈、虚伪、嫉妒和一切毁谤的话，像出生婴孩爱慕那纯净的灵奶，好叫你们靠他长大，进入救恩。因为你们已经体验过主是美善的。这是神的话语。
Good morning.
早上好。
Is this working? Is it working? Ah, there it's working. Good. Well, good morning.
早上好。
It's kind of sad to think this might be the last time that I see some of you this side of eternity.
今天是我有点伤感，就是我在这里，我是最后一次见大家。
But we will have a long time to catch up.
但是我们有很长的时间可以在一起。
But I do want to thank each and every one of you for your love and your friendship and your kindness to us.
很感谢你们当中的每一位给我们的爱，给我们的友谊。
And I would covet your continued prayers for us as we seek God's direction as to where He would have us go and serve in the future.
也得请求大家继续为我们祷告，求神继续带领我们。
A few days ago, while I was driving back from Alberta,
几天前我从阿尔伯塔省开车回来。
I was listening to a radio interview with the leader of the Flat Earth Society.
我在车上听到一个广播，就是采访平坦世界这个组织的领导人。
Yeah, there was only one radio station.
就只有一个
Now I suspect that this person was just really trying to gain some radio attention.
我怀疑这个人其实他只是想获得媒体的关注。
But for most of history, people actually did believe the earth was flat.
但是在历史上其实有很多人他们真的是相信地球是平坦的。
After all, the earth certainly looks flat, at least from where I am come from.
但是看来地球好像真的就是平坦的。
The sun, the moon, the stars, they all travel across the sky, making the earth appear to be stationary, the center of the universe.
这太阳、月亮和星星在天上移动的时候，就好像这个看着地球好像就是静止的，好像是平坦的。
Then in 1543, Nicholas Copernicus published a book called On the Revolution of the Celestial Spheres.
在1543年，哥白尼出版了一本书叫《论天体的革命》。
He proposed that the sun was the center of the universe and that the earth rotated around the sun.
根据他的观察，太阳是宇宙的中心，地球是围着太阳围着地球旋转的。
Now at the time, this seemed like a radical idea.
当时这是一个非常激进的想法。
So most people simply ignored Copernicus as just another crazy heretic.
所以很多人忽略了他的这个想法，只是当作他是一个疯狂的异端。
My point is, the truth about reality is not always easy to recognize.
我在这里说到的一点就是说，现实当中的真理不是很容易被认识的。
Yet what we believe to be true, even if it is not, has profound effect on the decisions we make and how we live our lives.
我们相信的真理有时候不是真理，但是我们在做很多决定的时候都根据这些相信去做决定。
What we believe to be the truth about God and His character is the most fundamental issue of all in determining how we live.
我们相信啊，神的真理和他的属性是在我们如何去生活、去活出我们的生命是非常一个啊有深刻的基础。
Peter wrote his letter to believers in Asia Minor.
彼得当他们写这封信给小亚细亚的信徒的时候
，This was a society where they were being excluded and persecuted and even killed.
这一般人是被当时被压迫的，被甚至被杀害的。
The truth that Peter wanted these Christians to know was God's goodness and his sure salvation provided a firm foundation to base their lives upon.
彼得他们对这些信徒他所想阐述的真理就是神的美善和他的救恩和他们如何去生活去根据这些坚固的根基。
Now Peter reminds these believers that they have been purified by obedience to this truth.
彼得再一次提醒这些信徒，他们需要去清洁他们的心，他们去顺服这个真理。
Now, this purification that Peter was referring to was their very salvation.
这个洁净的心，彼得所指的就是救恩。
They were purified before God by repenting from their old sinful lifestyle and turning to Christ in faith and baptism.
他们洁净他们的心，在神的面前，他们去悔改他们所旧有的的生活，所旧有有罪性的生活，而去转向耶稣，凭着信心和。
However, he also wanted them to know that this salvation had implications for how they were to live, implications that are still true for us today.
但是他想让他们知道，这些救恩，他有一个阐述了他就是他们需要如何去生活，就算是在今天也是只是我们如何去根据这个真理去生活。
And I'd like us to look at three of those implications in our text for today. Let's take a look.
那我们看看我这里想阐述三项我们所需要注意的。
The first implication is that we are to love one another deeply. We are to love one another deeply.
首先我们要去真诚地去爱每一个人。
Now the word Peter uses for love is Philadelphia.
在这里彼得阐述的爱就是在这里他说的是费城。
This type of love is representative of the love or the affection that exists between family or close friends.
这种爱就是在我们在家庭人当中和我们的朋友当中的爱。
This is where the city of Philadelphia gets its name, the city of brotherly love.
所以这个就是费城所因这个取名就是弟兄的爱。
Peter is saying this kind of love is the natural outcome of our salvation.
彼得说这种爱就是我们很自然所体现出来在救恩当中体现出来的爱。
It should be normal for us to feel affection for one another as brothers and sisters in Christ.
他说到我们在弟兄和姐妹当中我们很有自然的就体现这种爱。
Now I've been fortunate to travel all over the world in business and whenever I met other Christians there's always this sense of kindred hearts.
所以我有这个机会我去在世界上当中旅游在我遇见弟兄姊妹的时候我们看到这种爱。
That should be our normal experience as believers.
所以在我们作为一个信徒我们很自然的具有这种爱。
However, Peter says, he goes on to say that there's another kind of love we also need.
但是彼得在这里继续说到他有另外一种爱。
Agape love. This word is most often associated with God's love for us.
这是非常巨大的爱这种爱就是说神对我们的爱。
Peter characterizes this love as deep or earnest.
彼得说到这种爱是非常深刻的。
Meaning it takes intentional effort on our part, especially when facing the kind of persecution that these believers were.
就说到我们需要非常努力的去做到一个体现，特别是当我们遇到困难的时候。
This is the same word that describes Jesus' prayer for us in the Garden of Gethsemane.
这也是说到当耶稣在为我们祷告的时候，这种爱。
In Luke 22, Jesus says, and it says, and being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling to the ground. Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done.
在路加福音二十二章四十四节说到，耶稣非常伤痛，祷告更加恳切，汗如大雪滴滴大雪点滴在地上，说到，父啊，如果你愿意，就把这杯拿走，但不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的旨意。
This is an intense kind of love that gives us endurance in life's most difficult circumstances, and it demands action to fulfill God's purposes.
这是一个非常强烈的爱，就是在我们在困难当中，也都在有一种给我们一种忍耐的力量，要我们去用行动去完成神的旨意。
Peter goes on to say, this kind of love only comes from a pure heart. That's the literal meaning in the Greek text.
彼得说，这种爱只有来自一个纯洁的心，那也是在希腊文中所指示的。
Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God.
耶稣说，内心清洁的人有福了，因为他们必看见神。
A pure heart means A love means loving without ulterior motives.
一个纯洁的心就代表着说，我们去爱其他人是没有别有用心的动机。
Now, if we're honest with ourselves, we often show love, expecting love in return.
当我们很诚实的去看自己的时候，当我们去爱一个人的时候，我们也期待一个回报。
And when this does not happen, we often stop loving.
但是如果没有回报的时候，我们就停止去爱。
But this is not like God's love for us.
但这个不是神对我们巨大的爱。
Romans 5:8 says, But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
罗马书五章八节说到，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神对我们的爱就在此显明了。
God loves us whether or not we love him in return, whether or not we obey him, even when we continue in our sin.
神爱我们，不管我们有没有去回报，有没有去服从他，甚至在我们还在做罪人的时候。
So too, we ought to love one another. Yet, we cannot truly love one another like this until we have experienced God's love ourselves. Because this kind of love originates in God.
所以当我们去爱人的时候，我们无法这样去爱人，直到我们去认识神，去体验神对我们的爱的时候。
That's why Peter reminds his readers how much God loves them by giving Jesus as a sacrifice for their salvation.
所以彼得再一次提醒这些读者，神是如此的爱我们，就是把耶稣基督给我们。
1 John 4:19 says, We love because he first loved us.
约翰前书四章十五节这样说到，我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
Wendy and I celebrated our 37th anniversary a couple weeks ago.
我和 Wendy 庆祝了37周年几个星期之前。
And 1 John 4:19 was the theme verse at our wedding.
约翰一书四章十九节，这就是我们的主题的在婚礼上的主题的经文。
Now, whether in marriage or in the church, our ability to love deep and earnestly originates in God's love for us.
所以在无论在婚姻当中还是在教会当中，我们深切的爱都是因为神先爱了我们。
Love is the essence of who God is, and is His fundamental orientation towards each one of us.
所以爱就是神的本质，也就是根本的基础，神对我们的爱。
1 John 4:7-8, a very, very popular set of verses says, Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love.
约翰一书四章七到八节这样说到，亲爱的，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神那里来的。凡是爱人的，都是从神生的，并且认识神。不爱人的，就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
For believers in Peter's day, it was the love of Christ himself present in their midst that provided the power to endure their suffering.
在彼得的那个时候，是因为耶稣的他自己的爱，是叫是给那些信徒他们在困难当中去给他们的大能。
We too are beginning to experience a culture that is increasingly hostile to Christianity and does not recognize the truth.
在这里，在现当今这个社会当中，我们也看到那种对基督徒敌对的那种思想是不断的提升，也是我们去认识这个真理。
And just as in Peter's day, we are called to be salt and light, to be a countercultural loving community.
也是好像是在彼得那个时代，我们是要在这个世上做盐和光。
We're to be a foretaste of God's inbreaking kingdom in this world.
我们也都预先去尝试了一个神的天国。
And it's only when the world sees Christians loving one another sincerely, deeply, earnestly, from a pure heart, will Christ become a reality in this world.
也只有当我们看到基督徒彼此之间深切的爱和深层的爱的时候，和一个洁净的心的时候，让我们看到基督也就成在这个世界上成为一个现实。
The second implication in our passage this morning is that we are to love the Word of God. We are to love the Word of God.
第二点，我们也是看到我们需要去爱神的话语。
Peter says we've been born again, not from perishable seed, but imperishable seed.
彼得说到我们重生不是因为那些可以朽坏的种子，而是那些不会朽坏的种子。
Now this is a clear reference to our salvation.
这是很直接的指向救恩。
Which does not come from corruptible human origin, but from the divine initiative. It is eternal and incorruptible.
这个是不是从可以朽坏的我们的自己的本身，而是从神那里而来的神性，是一个永恒的，不可朽坏的。
Peter says this salvation comes through the living and enduring Word of God.
彼得说到这个救恩是来自神的永恒的话。
These same ideas are found elsewhere in Scripture.
在其他许多经文当中也这样提到。
James 1:18 says, He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created.
雅各书一章十八节这样说道，他凭着自己的旨意，记着真理的道生了我们，使我们做他所造的万物中出熟的果子。
First John 3:9 says, No one who is born of God will continue to sin because God's seed remains in them.
约翰一书三章九节这样说道，他凭着自己的旨意，记着真理的道生了我们，使我们做他所造的万物中出熟的果子。
God's seed is this very word of truth sown in us. It is eternal and it cannot be taken away.
神的种子就是这个真理的话，生真理的道在我们当中是永恒的，而且不可以拿走的。
This was so very important to Peter's audience of persecuted believers. They needed to know they had a firm foundation upon which to base their lives, not like the transient world of sin and troubles that they were located in.
这对于当时彼得的读者，在那些被迫害的信徒当中是非常重要的。他们需要知道他们所活着的是一个非常坚固的真理，是一个非常有基础的真理。
Many people today are searching for something meaningful to base their lives upon as well.
很多人在现在，我们都去寻找我们所活的是为着什
么。The enduring Word of God is the only thing that provides that sure foundation.
只有那种神的话语，只有坚固神的话语，给了我们坚固的基础。
Verses 24 and 25 are a reference from Isaiah 40.
24和25节从以赛亚书40章68节来。
Peter uses this quotation to prove his point.
彼得用这个来证明他所说的。
That all humans and human creations are transitory like the grass.
所有的人和所造的物都是暂时的，就像草一样。
They do not provide a firm foundation. They come and go and are forgotten.
他们没有一个坚固的根基，他们来和去都是会被遗忘的。
Only the word of the Lord planted in our hearts is eternal and remains.
只有神的话语种在我们心里是永恒的和长存的。
It is effective and it will accomplish its purpose in us.
是带有功效的，是可以成就神的旨意的。
Peter also says this word is the good news of their salvation, the gospel that was preached to them.
彼得也说到，神的话语也是一个救恩的好消息。
Romans 1:16 says, For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Gentile.
罗马书一章十六节这样说道：“我不以福音为耻，这福音是神的大能，要救所有相信的，先是犹太人，后是希腊人。”
We need to love the living Word of God, the Gospel. It is the very power of God that brings salvation, and the only thing that provides a sure foundation for our lives.
我们需要去爱这又活又真的神的话语，那就是神的大能，给我们救恩。
The third implication from our passage this morning is that we are to desire spiritual maturity. We are to desire spiritual maturity.
第三点我们也说到，就是我们要去渴望属灵的成熟。
Peter says we are to rid ourselves of what filled our hearts before our salvation.
彼得说到，我们需要摆脱我们旧有的有罪性的自己。
Malice, which is a word for wickedness.
就是那些邪恶的。
Deceit, envy, and every type of slander.
欺骗、嫉妒和每一种的诽谤。
Now clearly these corruptions should not be what characterize the people of God.
很明显的，这些腐败的属性不是我们应该是属，不应该是属神的人的。
Unfortunately, if you're anything like me, our hearts often deceive us.
但是很不幸的是，就好像我自己一样，我们的心欺骗我们自己。
Jesus said, "But the things that come out of a person's mouth come from the heart, and these defile them. For out of the heart comes evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander."
耶稣说，你们还是不明白吗？难道不知道一切进到口里的是进到肚腹，然后排泄到外面去吗？但从口里出来的是发自内心，才会使人污秽。因为从心里出来的有恶念、凶杀、奸淫、淫乱、偷盗、假见证和毁谤。
Scripture often describes stripping away these old sinful desires and putting on new desires, like changing dirty clothes.
经文经常会提到，当我们去除掉这些旧有有罪性的欲望的时候，我们有一个新的愿望，就是好像是换一个脏的衣服一样。
Peter is saying that we need to change our spiritual clothes, so to speak.
彼得就是说到，我们需要去换一个属灵的衣服。
Well, how exactly do we do that?
我们如何去做到呢？
He says we need to become like a newborn baby.
彼得说到，我们需要像一个出生的婴儿。
We need to crave pure spiritual milk that will help us grow to maturity.
我们需要去渴望那个纯净的灵奶。
Craving speaks of an intense desire, a deep longing to live and grow in the knowledge and grace of God.
渴望就是说到有一个强烈的愿望，有一个深深的愿望，我们去。去成长，去生活在神的知识当中。
Now the word translated spiritual comes from the root word that means to use our minds, to think, to consider carefully.
就是那属灵就是有一种就是一个意思，就是说我们的意志去需要去小心的思考。
This is not a negligent or careless type of maturing where we accept and believe everything we experience.
这不是一个轻易的，只是一个轻易的成熟，是要我们去接受和相信我们所经历的。
We are to be discerning and wise in our growth.
我们需要在我们的成长当中去仔细的思考。
This spiritual milk involves things like prayer, discipleship.
这个属灵的牛奶就是叫我们说到我们需要去祷告，需要去门徒的训练。
Faithful obedience, studying the scripture.
有信心的去服从，去学习圣经。
Worship, the preached word of God, communion together, and service to one another.
去敬拜，去传道，去有去彼此的服侍。
We all occasionally fail to live as spiritually mature believers. Yet, despite our failures,
我们都偶尔的去不能做到我们属灵的成熟，去成为一个信徒。但是不管我们的失败。
Yet, despite our failures, Peter says it is by tasting God's goodness and love for us that we press on to maturity.
彼得说到，不管我们的失败，当我们去尝试神的良善和爱和对我们的爱的时候，我们去继续的去成熟，去成长。
I often think of King David as someone who experienced all kinds of failures due to his deceitful heart.
我经常想到大卫王，他经历了不同的失败，因为他欺骗的心。
Yet, because he also experienced God's love and mercy,He was able to say, "Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in Him."
但是因为他体验到了神的良善和他的恩典，他所以可以再这样说道：你们要亲自体验，就知道耶和华是美善的，投靠他的人都是有福的。
It is in tasting the goodness of the Lord that we will keep us craving the pure spiritual milk that leads to maturity.
就因为我们尝试了神的美善，就让我们继续去渴望他的纯洁的灵奶，让我们去成熟。
Friends, you may be here today, and you may feel like you have failed God, or perhaps you are suffering from illness or brokenness that causes you to doubt that God cares about you.
朋友，你今天在这里，你可能让神失望，你可能会有经历伤痛，会有经历病痛，去让你去怀疑神的美善。
I would encourage you to taste and see that the Lord is good.
但是我鼓励你去尝试神的美善。
God is faithful even when we are not. His love and mercies are new every morning.
神是信实的，就算是我们不是，因为他的恩典每一天早上都是新的。
This, friends, is the message of Peter's letter to the disciples in Asia Minor.
这就是彼得写给小亚细亚信徒当中的信。
The truth of God's goodness and the salvation He has accomplished for us should lead us to love one another deeply.To love the word of God and to crave spiritual maturity. May this be so at Trinity. Amen.
让我们看到神的信实和神的救恩，让我们带领我们每一个人去更加深层的、更加深刻的去爱神的话语，和让我们更加渴望纯净的灵奶，让我们更加的在属灵当中成熟，也都让我们在。我们教会当中三一敬信会当中让我们当中每一位都是这样阿们
Thank you, Grace